So our topic today is Hot Topics in Compliance, with a focus on recent guidance from the DOJ and the SEC and their enforcement practices and how those come together to affect compliance programs. So we're hoping for this to be an interactive panel. Feel free to raise questions with us as we go. And I think we'll kick off with the topic of the government's focus on individuals in the last few years, in particular, particularly in discussion in the Yates memo, in the FCPA pilot program. So DOJ has emphasized the importance of corporations providing information about culpable individuals, all relevant facts, in order to receive cooperation credit in the context of investigations. And so maybe, John, we'll start with you on the DOJ side of sort of your view of what's the DOJ's goal and approach to seeking this information from companies and how you see it changing how the investigations flow, if at all.
Sure. Thank you. So I'm John Pearson. I work at the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Texas. And I want to start by saying that it's an honor and a privilege to be here. Our office consists of about 180 attorneys, and we have a very large office in Houston, but we also staff four branch offices in Brownsville, McAllen, Laredo, and Corpus Christi. And so with those border offices, we cover obviously a number of different law enforcement priorities. Attorney General Sessions has said that immigration and violent crimes are going to be among the renewed focuses of the department.